Joe Biden suggests freeing at least 500K nonviolent criminals from prison. By John Binder on September 12, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden said during the third 2020 Democrat presidential primary debate that no nonviolent convicted criminals should be serving time in prisons in the United States. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime, Biden said as he touted the thousands of federal inmates that former President Obama released during his 8 years in office. When we were in the White House, we released 36,000 people from the federal prison system, Biden said. Nobody should be in jail for a drug problem. Such a plan, which Biden seemingly endorsed, would set free from prison the roughly 450,000 to 500,000 nonviolent criminals who were arrested for various drug offenses and sit in local, state, and federal prisons on any given day. In federal prison alone, a plan to release all nonviolent criminals would free at least about 97,000 nonviolent federal inmates who are incarcerated for drug offenses at any given time. The plan would release from prison drug offenders who are deemed nonviolent, such as 53-year-old illegal alien Pablo Vega Antanin, who was convicted in federal court and sentenced this past week to about 6 years in prison for trafficking enough fentanyl in the U.S. to kill 500,000 Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.